Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello, and welcome to Grinding for Days.
Episode
13. Lucky number 13. Oh, something's going to happen during this one.
To me, it's lucky.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're a Satan worshiper.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm a British atheist.
That's how you identify.
Named Kieran.
That's right. Your parents are from Liverpool?
They're from Liverpool, that's right.
Yeah.
They're Scousers. Liverpoodlians. They come from Liverpool.
I thought they're called Liverpoodlians.
Well, they call themselves Scousers.
Scousers.
Yeah.
That's not like a derogatory term for...
It's because of Liverpool. The scouse, the stew they make. It's called scouse.
Oh, okay. And what is that? What's in that?
It's like a beef stew with like beef and potatoes and carrots. And
that's so creative, man. Beef, potatoes,
British cuisine at its finest, man.
God, that's exotic.
Come on, love. Let's have a big fucking plate of scouse and some bread. And we'll put some...
No, some pig snouts.
No, we coffee. Never ate shit like that.
Okay.
Well, I grew up in Canada, so, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what you tell people.
But, you know, our traditional dishes were like scouse and shepherd's pie and steak and kidney pie. Me and mom would make it.
Steak and kidney pie, yeah.
What happened, steak and kidney pie, love?
Love? Does she still call you that on the phone?
Yes, she does.
Goodbye, love.
Hello, love. How are you? You know, that's what my mom calls to this day.
Oh, man.
So, I'm Kieran.
Yeah, I think you already said that, didn't you, mate?
I said I was a British atheist.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, yes, he's right. That is our names.
Anyways.
Forgive us.
We're out to get a certain doctor. And it isn't Doctor Who.
Yes, definitely. We're going to talk about the new Battlefield downloadable content details. The Gwent open beta is coming soon. The Ghost in the Shell brand new trailer. The Resident Evil 7, which Kieran has played. The Resident Evil 7.
The Resident Evil 7.
Ghost Recon Wildlands, which is coming out March. And it is a open world game by Ubisoft.
It's the Division.
It's a Division in an open
world. In an
world.
Open world.
A big empty
Well, it's a Tom Clancy open game. World.
Neo, which looks really cool. Longmore 2 and Conan Exile. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them we're just going to breeze through, though, because some of them are fucking boring.
You know what?
The ones you picked
Fuck
are boring.
You.
Fuck you and the whole
My
wish
list
you
is full of hot picks every week. The hottest picks. Video and arcade top 10. Remember that show? I think you...
Vaguely.
You know, you were probably too old, but... When I was a kid on YTV, you
I remember YTV.
Channel.
I remember YTV, yeah.
Video and Arcade Top 10 was a show where people played various Super Nintendo and Genesis games in a tournament against each other. I don't know what the criteria was.
That was like...
You could apply to be on the show, too.
There was a show when I was a kid called Starcade. It was like an American show.
Yeah.
But it would be arcade games. They would set up a bunch of arcade cabinets in the studio.
This was
studio.
All consoles, I think.
But yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of that show, though.
Consoles.
It played in the States because I heard American guys talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think, like, Pat the NF Punk
Canadian
or something.
Ideas,
hey, man, some Canadian shows catch on.
Stuff. Yeah, like Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, and Kids in the Hall.
In Australia. Kids in the Hall, yeah. There's the moments, right? Corner Gas and Little Mosque on the Prairie never.
I didn't like
fire.
Corner Gas. I thought it
those
was
shows suck.
I thought it was Trailer Park Boys for people that got too easily offended by the shit that was in Trailer Park Boys.
A lot of those Canadian produced.
We better make a nice quaint little show about some quaint nice country folk.
Quaint?
They're quaint and they're nice. And you know what? I like to go out into the country sometimes and see the quaint things.
Farmers market.
Yeah, once in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go by their quaint little preserves. And
The preserves. The strawberry preserves are so decadent.
I heard they sell really good crystal meth up there, too, in those colonies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they sell beard cutting shears. That's about it. And produce. And wagon wheels.
And meth.
Like, not the chocolate dessert thing.
Oh.
An actual wagon wheel.
Maybe. Well, the Hutterites use... because I see them driving cars and stuff.
They all do.
So they're not like horse and wagons, like Amish people.
No,
but they dress like Little House on the Prairie.
And they wear suits with giant shoulder pads on them. And
Yeah.
I always noticed that. Where do you guys get your fucking suits? I think they make them.
I think they do.
Yeah, they pick and choose what they make and what they buy, right?
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah. To each their own,
speaking
right?
Dutch. Or, no, they don't speak Dutch. They speak Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh, okay.
It's like modified dialect.
Dialect.
Or some.
Nice.
All right.
Dutch.
Our next subject from Mennonites is Battlefield downloadable content. I think it's called They Shall Not Pass.
Yes.
Is that what it was called?
I believe it's called, yeah.
I'm gonna do
a little Google search.
Google it. Google it.
And you can hear me typing away.
Stupid here.
Oh, too late.
Oh. Yeah, no. It's called They Shall Not Pass.
I just want to get the release date.
Baby.
Although anyone listening to this probably...
comes out in March.
Oh, okay.
You shithead. But no, keep it on that page because we'll scroll down there.
So there's four new maps?
Yeah, there's four new maps. Verdun Heights, Fort de Val,
Soissons,
and Rupture. Yeah, Rupture looks really cool.
The French army joins the
fight. What's the burning forest fire one, though? Go up. I don't see. Oh, it's Verdun Heights. Yeah, that looks really fun, and kind of apocalyptic vision of the rest of the game. You know, it's a pretty desolate. Well, not some maps. Monte Grappa is really picturesque, and some of the other maps are too. Some are really, you know, war torn and stuff. But these maps look a lot more war torn than the existing ones, I would say.
Those new.
Do you think that's accurate?
Cool.
Like post war. You know?
Like, well, they're all towards the end of the war, right? They're all like in 1918, all the battles.
Oh, okay.
So
what about Soissons?
It's
the biggest tank assault.
Nice.
Of the one of the biggest tank assaults of World War I, I guess.
Wow.
It's a setting. Wow.
Wowie.
But wowie.
I'm looking forward to playing it. I'll probably not get
awesome.
It right away because
I will. So you don't even play the game, do you?
I haven't played in a while. I've been playing other stuff.
Pathetic.
I apologize.
Pathetic.
I am.
Yes. No, the squad hasn't been playing lately, but I've been playing. Like, no, not
you
every day.
Solo queuing?
Not every day.
Like we say in Overwatch?
I do like playing that game by myself, though. There's some cool people that...
I don't really know anybody that plays on PC, so
yeah,
I'd play
so
with you if
to.
I was a console monkey. I'm sorry.
Go.
Don't with them fighting words.
Jesus.
I challenge you to gay porn.
Fuck.
I mean, MMA. no, like seriously though, I don't know, like on my Overwatch I know a bunch of people and I can see who's on and
but
say
you could,
hey
you
let's
meet
get
people
a team going.
In Battlefield
it's not
one,
as easy though because nobody talks.
Yeah, not really.
I only add people who talk
that is.
Unless there's a reason why they don't talk, like they're
my friend was telling me about his GTA 5 trolling that he's got down to an art, and I said you should record some of
it. Oh, GTA 5, I won't even go on anymore because it's like the trolls are like just rampant and you can't play a decent game.
That's kind of what he said.
Yeah, it's been ruined.
But he pretends to be a gay veteran from South Carolina when there's like big groups of black guys on there, and then they all... He says sexual remarks to them and they all trip out, and then he was there for like a stolen valor argument between these two guys, and the one pretended to, or did call the other guy's base and shit. Like you could hear a phone ringing, and like
so it made its way into the
down
real
down
world.
Was like okay, I'm not in the military, and like all this shit, like it was gold, dude. And I said, oh man, I wish you would have recorded that, but
wow.
People have to authorize their voices to be recorded. You know what I mean?
I see a lot of trolling videos on YouTube.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. Some of them are really funny. Like that We're Gonna Lose guy. I don't know if you've ever seen him.
I think I might have.
He was in the military, actually, but he's a little dude from Detroit, and he trolls people on NASCAR, NBA, and a few other games, and COD, Call of Duty, like Black Ops 2 or something. I don't know. But he's fucking hilarious, the shit he does. Like, first of all, his name on NASCAR is Earnhardt Died LOL. And
which is trollish in its own way.
Yeah, totally. And then, like, a lot of the people who play NASCAR are from the South.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the demographic.
Nothing, we love NASCAR! Woo!
Yeah, they like it.
Dale Earnhardt is
so
next,
they don't
Jesus.
Like that name to start with. And then this dude will go around, like, you know the nature of NASCAR. You go around in a circle. Like, there's a art to it, obviously. it's a scary business. You can die at any minute, one mistake. But he goes around and then he goes backwards down the fucking track on like the last lap after like 30 minutes of driving. And he fucking crashes everybody, dude. And then he pretends like he has no idea what happened and says it was someone else doing it and shit. And, oh, man. The reactions are too funny.
I'm going to... What's he called He's again?
Expert troll. We're going to lose.
We're going to lose. I'm going to check that out later.
We'll watch a little after we finish this up. But another guy is, on the subject of trolls, there's... What is his name? There's some guy who trolls people in Second Life. And I forget what his character's name is. It's like a little brown elf. And he goes in people's houses they've spent real-world money on building. And they've got, like, video... Like, fake wives in it and stuff.
Okay.
And he'll go in there and fucking just completely walk around and say stupid shit to them till they demand he leaves the property. And, it just results in hilarity, pretty much. Like, he'll meet up and he'll go in and there'll be, like, a brony or, like, a furry, like, blue fox fucking a guy's ass on, like, the couch. And he'll be like...
This is on Second Hello! Life?
And, yeah, and they'll be like, get out! This is a private server! Or, like, a private
How does residence. He get in?
I don't know. I really don't know. But the way he goes about it, it's funny. And he's got a guy who helps him.
I guess there's some hacking involved. I saw one guy and
I don't think he hacks. Oh, and there's another one I saw where there's a bunch of stripper poles. And he keeps getting up on the stage and dancing on the stripper poles. And this, like, and all the people are like 60-year-old, like, smokers from, like, the South.
This is like a real stripper pole place?
No, it's in Second Life. It's in
Second Life?
And they'll be like, get down off the stage now. And he'll be like, no, I'm dancing. And they'll just get increasingly angry at him, and it's just...
Really?
Their voices are so funny, though, because they'll have the, you know, huge-titted, fucking giant-ass, like, purple elf woman will be their avatar, and it'll be obviously some, like, 60-year-old fat-ass woman or something like that, or man.
Wow.
And it's just, it's hilarious.
Remind me again why I don't play Second Life? Oh, I think he just did.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on.
No, we're not done talking about Battlefield.
Oh, you want to talk about Battlefield tomorrow? Yeah. There's going to be shooting of guns.
Listen, bitch.
There's going to be throwing of grenades. There's going to be driving of tanks.
No, okay. We only really talked about the maps.
Okay, yeah, the French Army.
The French Army, yeah.
Right.
With their blue uniforms and all a couple new guns that they used in the war.
And they'll say things like, Sacre bleu!
I don't know if they're going to say Sacre Bleu.
Probably not. That's very stereotypical. It's like Pepe Le Pew is going to be...
Not sure about that.
I am in the French Army, mon chéri.
Fuck. I haven't thought about that guy in years. Thank you. They're introducing that. They're introducing a new elite class, which is a melee elite class. I'm really not sure how that's going to play out. I'm interested. I'm kind of thinking it's going to have a lot of armor... it has a ton of grenades, we know that already, and it's going to have some kind of high damage club. It's probably a one-hit melee weapon. It's got to be. And I'm thinking there's some kind of, like, once you swing it, people are dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can't be you got to be in the close enough proximity like the other weapons, because you die, like, right away. But we don't know for sure, but it's definitely going to have a lot of armor.
Some new vehicles, too.
Yeah, a new tank that kind of looks like a box with a giant cannon on the front. That's
that big one? It looks like a sand crawler out of Star Wars.
That's what I was talking about. That's actually smaller than the Behemoth, the new... There's a giant-ass new tank coming out that's a... It's one of the things that you get when your team's losing really bad.
Oh, like a Zeppelin?
Yeah,
or a
that's
train.
What that one tank was.
Okay.
And it's the most massive tank that I don't think it actually was in World War One that person mentioned, but it's just a super armored, super powerful tank. And it'll be interesting because it won't be on rails at all. Obviously, the Zeppelin and the ship aren't really on rails either, but yeah, I'm wondering if you can drive
steer
it anywhere.
The Zeppelin, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, just the train, airship. You can only go.
Yeah, the train is stuck on the tracks. Backwards. It's fun to be in the train, though.
Oh, yeah, I love the train.
Yeah.
All of those, the Zeppelin's fun.
Do you ever pretend you're on the battlefield train when you're riding the sea train?
Oh, every time. Yeah. No, never. It's a very disparate experience.
Yeah.
And so they've got the new elite class, looks pretty fun. And then they've also got a new game mode, which is a combination of a few
others. Oh, yeah, Frontline.
Yeah, Frontline, which should be... Actually sounds really fun.
I'll try that out. That might eventually
like Conquest. Right now, Conquest and Operations are both amazing in their own way. That might be another worthwhile mode for sure, you know?
When the season pass goes on sale, that's when I'm going to get all that stuff.
All that vaping and dank-ass clouds is fucking clouded up your throat.
Yeah, it made me sound all Barry White and shit.
Cough that up, man.
I'm going to cough up a whole hipster.
Not on me, though. Not on me, baby. But
I'm going to puke up a hipster like an Anaconda, but instead of John Voight, it's going to be some hipster douche.
Is he going to be powder white and all dissolved from your stomach acid?
No, he's going to be holding a PBR and he's going to be having his beard all...
That's so gross.
Oh, that's the worst beer. That's one of the top 10 worst beers ever.
Drink your own piss.
That's what it is.
If you're going about drinking PBR and riding a fixed gear bicycle, that's you. Driving your fixed gear to the gym every day. And
yep. With my PBR in tow.
Damn right. Yep. Strapped to the back. I wonder if a lot of people drink before they go to the gym.
I can't imagine that being beneficial at all.
Ass and go to the gym.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't think it'd be a good plan.
No. But
I'm sure some people who need to be drunk at every second of every
day. Well, they don't work out.
Some of them or probably
people,
do.
The working out probably people do different drugs. Yeah.
No, they probably take
drink a bunch of vodka and do a bunch of blow.
A bunch of blow and head to the gym. Yeah, totally. That's what 24/7 gyms are for, man. When you're coming down on coke, you can get a quick workout so you can feel good about your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I remember that. My gym's not open 24 hours, so.
Oh, shit.
I guess that puts.
So you got to change that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna petition to change it just so I can go on a vodka and coke bender and then work out at 3 a.m.
You would. But no, the They Shall Not Pass downloadable content will be coming out in March.
Yeah.
And,
if we were a better podcast, we'd know the exact date.
But. Yeah, fuck it. I'll definitely be downloading it on day one because I'm still playing Battlefield often.
I'll probably go back, but I'm on different games now.
I'll go back.
Which we will get to.
Oh, God.
I haven't played Titanfall since
Christmas time. Shut up!
All right there, Archie.
Bring up the list, though.
All right, let's move on. The next thing on the list, which we're not going to talk about a lot, Mr. Longwood.
Okay.
Gwent Open Beta.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I did spend 20 minutes talking about Battlefield downloadable content.
But yes, you did.
We kind of talked about different 17. Shit. Don't say digress.
We digressed.
yeah, no. Apparently.
Oh, yeah, we talked about trolls for a while, too.
Yeah, we did. Just like you. You're trolling me right now.
Yes,
I am. Cut it out.
Sorry.
Yeah, the Gwent open beta is coming out soon. I can't wait. I'm assuming an open beta means anybody can play it.
Yeah, I think that's an open beta.
Because the close, they send invitations.
Right.
So, I'm hoping I can play it on my laptop. I'm thinking it doesn't have too high of requirements.
It'll probably be something like Hearthstone. Will it be on iOS and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it'll
it's
probably
on Xbox
be.
Xbox Live, iOS, and.
Probably be Windows similar to Hearthstone.
And, yeah. And Hearthstone doesn't have much graphical. Like, there's animations, and Gwent has that too, apparently, like, even more so, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. It's got a lot of animation.
That's one
and
thing about.
A story mode.
One thing about Blizzard historically is all their games have always been kind of, like, lower on the system requirements, so
I
more
guess
people
so,
can
yeah.
buy them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But maybe not Overwatch.
Oh, Overwatch is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you can also run Overwatch in different...
That's interesting, because so few companies do that.
Yeah. Well, like, EA and graphics that will put out their, Ubisoft. You know, Battlefield 1.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get to Ubisoft. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, boy.
But so, yeah, Gwent Open Beta.
I'm excited to play it, finally. Because I've only played the version in The Witcher 3, which I love, but... Playing against the computer, you know, definitely has run its course, and I'd like to play against human opponents.
All this stuff is
can't wait.
Old school. There's nothing really recent.
Oh, and they just added Nilfgaard, I guess, to Skellige monsters.
As far as Northern like realms. Cards go?
Yeah, because Nilfgaard wasn't in it. Now they're in it, and Scoia'tael. There were Scoia'tael, Monsters, Northern Realms, and Skellige before. And they just added Nilfgaard, so it's kind of cool, because Nilfgaard was a cool deck in the Witcher 3, so...
Nilfgaard is cool, period.
Hell yeah!
Nilfgaard for life!
Yeah, this playthrough I'm going to put Nilfgaard in power. Last time I put Redania, God, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Redania is like Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
They're like the Empire out of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. I think they're based on the Bretons. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I think Nilfgaard is Germany and Germany. You know, they kind of seem like. And Redania seems very English. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because Witcher games are such a macrocosm of all European cultures, like whipped into different fictional ones.
Written from the point of view of like Poland, right?
Yeah, I believe from Poland. Yeah, that's why Velen is basically like Poland, Ukraine, Russia, like the countryside.
Yeah,
Skellige is similar to the Scandinavia or Ireland. You've been to Skellige, right? They're Irish Vikings, pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm into Skellige.
Astute. I don't know if that's a real word. It is, but...
It is, but I think you used it in the wrong context.
You know what? I use words wherever the fuck I...
I make noises with my mouth.
I make ping pong with my mouth.
I make ping pong... Never mind. All right. So you wanted to talk about the latest trailer for Ghost in the Shell?
Sure it is.
Are you excited for the upcoming release?
I don't have
release?
A lot to say about it. I can't.
Yeah, it was only a 30-second trailer.
Yeah, I didn't get a ton from it. It's just a couple more scenes, which all are taken from the anime.
Obviously. It looks like they stayed pretty faithful.
Oh, very faithful.
Like, I saw the anime 20 years ago, so I don't remember much about it.
Yeah. Princess Mononoke's playing at the Plaza Theater here in Calgary tonight.
Oh, nice. That's a good movie.
They screened it. Both nights are sold out. They screened it last night, and they're screening it tonight.
So. Nice.
I didn't know that shit sold out, though.
All the hipsters down there in Kensington.
Those hipsters.
Those hipsters with their vapes.
I love Kensington. I don't care if the hipsters like it.
I like Kensington. I've been going there since I like Kensington. I like the comic book shop, and they got some good food over there. And
it's a great place.
No, I like it down there, too. I just make fun of the hipsters.
No, yeah. It's
I've got my hipsterist tendencies. You know, I'm a member of Generation X, of course.
Yeah.
We were the original hipsters.
Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins.
You like that band, don't you?
Yeah, they're okay. Jr., yeah. I'm not a huge fan, but...
Yeah.
They're definitely a respectable...
Smashing Pumpkins. Is that something hipsters listen to?
I think it was back then.
Oh, were they around back then? Okay.
They were part of that whole, like, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam.
Okay.
All those kind of bands.
Yeah.
That launched all the angst because people were fed up with the bubble gum and the pop music of the 80s, man.
Oh.
Because people, don't worry, be happy, shove it up your fucking ass.
Anyway, that's what I think.
That's enough of my teen angst. 30 years later.
45 years old. Are you 45? 46.
Yeah.
You're far from teen angst, baby.
Yeah.
You're fucking getting to middle-aged angst.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
There's always angst.
Not quite, though. There's always angst from some source, isn't there?
Yep.
Definitely.
All right, so Resident Evil 7, I just wanted to say a couple words because I came out and like I played it a little bit. It was scary as fuck.
Okay, and say some more shit.
So
I want to know what it's like.
It's really different from any other Resident Evil game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still
Where's the Umbrella Corps?
There's no Umbrella Corps that I've seen so far.
Is there zombies?
Kind of.
Hmm.
They're different.
I guess 4 didn't really have zombies, did it?
No, it had like those crazy people.
Yeah, the Spanish.
This has like these people that are like, look like they're made out of tar or something.
Oh, jeez. Tarboys.
You
don't want to fuck with Tarboys.
No, you don't want to fuck with them. And there's this crazy redneck family. It's like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and they got you...
The Pictons.
...captive. Basically starts out, you play as this guy, and his wife, who he thinks has died 3 years ago, sends him a message going, I'm in this place. Don't come here, though.
That seems like influenced by Silent Hill.
It kind of it's got it, there's a lot of it
borrows family element to
yeah. Silent Hill. So he goes and he ends up in this big redneck house, and his wife, he finds her like right at the beginning, he finds his wife, and then she turns into like this redneck devil woman right in front of his eyes and starts attacking him. And
hey, when people turn into redneck devils right in the middle of your eyes.
Yeah. It's a bitch, man. But yeah, it's pretty scary. It's definitely a lot of jump scares. Not as much as like Five Nights at Freddy's or something.
It's all like a decrepit farmhouse.
It's like it's a big house, right?
Yeah,
and then there's you're in the same house. I'm in the catacombs, like underneath right now.
There's catacombs
because there's like all these tunnels underneath the house and shit. Yeah,
shit. You got to show me some of that later.
I'll show you some later, but it's pretty good. It's definitely a new benchmark for graphics.
Wow.
Like, the graphics are amazing.
Yeah.
It's like one step closer to crossing what all those millennial kids are calling the uncanny valley.
Ah, okay.
It's, you know, pretty soon video games are going to look like photorealistic.
Yeah.
And we're getting a little bit closer. Right? Yeah.
There's a large...
I'd say within 5-10 years, it's going to be like playing an actual movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. Let's move on. I recommend Resident Evil 7.
So do you get guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets a lot less scary once you get your hands on a shotgun, they say.
Yeah.
Because right now I got my little handgun and very few bullets. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on getting the shotgun. It's kind of like a puzzle. You got to get the shotgun.
So
are
you looking at tips to not be so scared? Is that where you found
that? I was looking at tips to try and figure out how
you're
to
get
the
shotgun. You're like, how do I not be so scared when I play Resident Evil
7? Well, no, I found the shotgun, but it's like... Yeah. No, I found the shotgun, but it's like a puzzle to get it. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But you got to like solve a puzzle to get the shotgun, and I'm trying to figure out how to solve
puzzles.
The puzzle. And it's a very long puzzle to get the shotgun. It's not run over here and do this. No, it's like you got to go all
the
way.
Do you wish you were playing it in VR, though?
When the ship pops out, it gets kind of scary.
So is it out for you can play it without VR?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just playing it on my monitor. I don't have a VR.
Okay. Crazy.
But yeah, it would be pretty scary in VR, I think. I've never tried VR, so I don't know.
Oh, man.
But
VR
good game.
Is awesome.
I might talk a bit more, but I'm not
a
huge...
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, eventually we'll have them, I think. I'm not in a big rush to get one right now.
No. No, you don't need to...
They say the best one is the PS4 one.
In a world of VR porn.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be like, Madison Ivy, I'm all yours.
Oh, he's busy. He's in his fucking VR sex world.
Yep.
It could happen.
With Princess Peach.
Not exactly who I was thinking, but sure.
I'm using the Nintendo VR pack. Me and Zelda.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
All right, so what's next on the agenda?
Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Ghost Recon.
Yeah. It looks pretty interesting. Well, not really, actually. It doesn't look very interesting.
It looks boring as fuck.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It looks like The Division, which I didn't play. I watched a lot of videos on it and Let's Plays and reviews, and that looks not interesting.
Well, I put The Division at number 10, if anyone listened to my...
Yeah, you did.
But in all fairness...
Anybody's out there and listen to him talk.
There's millions.
Yeah.
They come for my velvety voice, and stay for our gaming factoids.
Your factoids are so juicy. You
blend. I got a juicy set of factoids. Yeah. But in my defense, and you only got 6, and I was kind of scrambling for.
No, I know.
For like,
we were
I didn't buy
gaming
10
podcasters.
Yeah. I guess we got to start buying like every fucking game.
I don't have the money for that shit.
Well, when we start making money,
maybe I do. But I don't. If I'm not finished one, I'm not going to buy another one.
You,
I'm a completionist.
Fucking cheapskate.
No, I'm not a cheapskate.
Don't call me
that. Huawei.
So yeah, where were we?
No, it's an open world game.
I will not be buying Ghost Recon.
But it looks
I've never bought any.
Hugely empty.
Yeah, it's just trees.
Yeah, nice trees. It's so open.
It looks
it's
like nice a trees. It looks like a poor man's version
fucking
of Metal Gear
Nomad
Solid.
No Man's Sky was open. Is that fun?
No.
Fuck no.
That game sucked ass.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be the military version of No Man's Sky.
I would say that's a fair.
Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and I'll say, "Ooh, this game is really good." I'm not
interested in it at all. I didn't even know it was coming out till yesterday.
Why are we still talking about it?
I don't give a fuck about it.
We don't need to pass for time.
Ubisoft. This might be a shorter show than usual.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ubisoft is really falling from grace with their recent titles, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The Splinter Cell.
Watch Dogs.
Splinter Cell stays at a high standard. Conviction was really good.
Yeah, Splinter Cell is good.
And it's just really good stuff.
Who publishes gameplay. Hitman? That's not Ubisoft?
Let me think.
Eidos.
Yeah.
They publish
it. Yeah, Hitman. I don't think it's Ubisoft. Yeah,
I stand corrected.
It kind of looks like a Ubisoft game, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Hitman's good, isn't it?
It's awesome. Yeah, Hitman's awesome.
Well, Ubisoft released. Didn't they do Far Cry? That was Ubisoft, they did, right? Yeah. Those are good.
Tons of games come out from
Far Cry.
Assassin's Creed.
I didn't play. I don't like those.
No, no.
I didn't play Primal, but I liked Far Cry 3 and 4.
But the disc version of Hitman Season 1 just came out, I guess.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's like 7 episodes on the disc. I've purchased 3. I'd like to play all of them eventually. They're definitely worth it. But, not at the moment. I'm good.
We got enough games.
I got enough games in my wallet.
Well, I'm gonna jump ahead one here, and I'll talk about what's been my obsession in the last couple of weeks, and that's Long War 2.
Yeah.
Which is the Total Conversion mod for XCOM. We briefly talked about it last episode, but now I've had a chance to play it, and it is brutal. It's really brutal.
Because the original game is brutal. It's a hard game. It's a normal difficulty. It's hard.
I got through it without too much.
Yeah, you're good at it. You're good at XCOM for sure.
But this is
XCOM is a very strategic, very unforgiving game.
Mm-hmm.
You make one wrong move, you got to reload because your whole team.
Or you got to deal with a dead team.
Because I don't like to lose team members.
Well, if you lose the whole team, you're just gonna lose the whole game slowly.
I don't
so
like
you
to
may
lose
well
any team members.
Either reload.
I just reload if I lose a team.
Well, if the mission's
if
been,
it's like at the end of the.
Game. Sometimes like a mission that's been hell, and I'll lose somebody, and I'll, that's it. They're staying gone.
Yeah, no, you know? Gotta weigh out the.
I don't do the Iron Man shit. I've been watching some guys on YouTube.
Yeah.
The best guy I found was Xavier Wins was his name. I think it was X Wins was
Did you
the
say
YouTube
he's
channel.
A developer.
He's one of the devs of Long War 2, and he's been breezing. Like, well, he's had some tough missions
he should
too.
Know. Yeah, he had a hard time with it.
But,
I'm surprised if he's a developer.
He's doing stealth missions where he doesn't even kill anybody, and he just extracts the VIP sneaking all the way.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He sends in a single shinobi. There's a new class in Long War called the Shinobi.
Yeah,
and he's a sword ninja kind of stealth guy.
Does he look cool?
Well, it depends on how you make him look, right?
Oh, okay.
They're all customizable. That's one thing I like about XCOM. I got I got the actor pool, so I got all these actors on my squad, Sylvester Stallone, and
you got Amy Schumer in there.
I don't have Amy Schumer.
Sarah Silverman.
No, I don't have her either. I got Jodie Foster, I think.
Yeah,
I got a few of the
Amy Schumer would be a great
XCOM addition. Operative.
Yeah, deadly skills.
Yeah, so anyway, Long War is brutal. I've been watching a ton of videos. I've been watching this X-Wing guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different than the original, vanilla XCOM. When you get a mission.
Did they add textures to it? Just the environments?
Graphically, it's pretty much the same.
It looked the same than what you showed.
It's more in the way you play it. Mm-hmm. You got your your world map, right?
Yeah.
And then you have, one area. Well, but then missions pop up like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a haven. You have these resistance fighters, and you have to... are they on intel or recruitment or supply collecting, right? And mm-hmm. then...
Supply collecting.
Well, so I've got everyone on... No, it wasn't.
No.
It was not.
No, I didn't think so.
And if that haven gets attacked, those resistance fighters have to do the actual fighting, too.
Oh, okay.
And you'll have these missions where they have to hunt down a faceless and stuff like that.
Hmm.
When you get a mission though for your soldiers, you have to infiltrate it first. So you have to drop them off, and then you'll see the counter going up. And the more it's infiltrated, the easier the mission's going to be. And that if you go in there, there'll be fucking 50 enemies.
Oh wow!
That will just blow you away. So you
some
have
of the
to,
like, enemies are horrifying, too.
Yeah, I know. There'll be like 50 of those snake guys,
yeah,
you know?
Oh, man.
Like, it's...
That can just grab you from so far away and just wrap you up.
Oh, it's giving me nightmares. But at the same time, when you blow them away, it's so satisfying.
It is, yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, Long War 2, I cannot imagine playing
Vanilla
again.
They added a bunch
again.
Of enemies, did they not?
They added some gunners, and they basically look the same, but they have different weapons and colored armor and stuff like that. Different variations on the snake and the mech and all that. I haven't gotten that far in it. I haven't seen the really big shit yet. You know, like those big, you know, those things. What are they called? Those called?
I'm not. There
I can't
yet,
remember.
I don't think.
I can't remember the name of them, but those are scary as fuck. I can't wait till there's like 10 of them.
Is it the same story? Is it?
It uses the same cutscenes.
The Combine
in that.
Is that what they're called? The people who rule, or the aliens that rule over the
Advent.
The Advent, yeah, not the Combine. That's from fucking Half-Life.
The Combine,
isn't it?
I don't remember my my Half-Life lore that well.
I think that was from
Half-Life. Still waiting for Half-Life 3.
You're gonna be waiting a long time.
Yeah, one day maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they've
talked. And I don't, like, it'll probably suck as bad as that Duke Nukem game that everyone waited 20 years for.
I don't know. Because they have, look at the pedigree, though. They got Half-Life 1.
Like, you can still, play Half-Life 2 today.
Yeah.
And it's still good. You know?
For sure, yeah.
It's a little dated, but it's a quality game.
When I first played that, oh my god.
Yeah, I was blown away.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was amazing.
And then
City
they modded
17
it.
And the driving around on that boat. And the most memorable part of that game to me was when you go across that wrecked bridge. Remember that? You're going across this huge, fucked up bridge with all kinds of holes in it, and you're just desperately trying to get to the other side, and it's so long and so treacherous. It was like straight out of like a novel or something. It was so cool.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
that. And when you're in that dark, that city, and remember the guys yelling at you off the rooftops. Hey,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's just very cinematic. It's
but
awesome.
We've digressed into Half-Life now.
Oh God, we've been talking about Half-Life again.
We always talk about Half-Life. Well, Valve owns Steam, right? So that's their big thing. That they're making money.
Definitely.
So use some of that money and make us a Half-Life 3.
No, they don't have to. They had the foresight to create something like Steam.
They're probably afraid that it will suck.
You know? And it won't meet people's expectations.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much pressure put on you, right?
It would have to be pretty groundbreaking at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's plenty of good games to be playing.
So many, yeah.
Like Long War 2.
Mass Effect fucking...
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Andromeda is coming out right away.
That's going to be awesome.
God damn, we're going to be talking about that for...
We'll be talking a shitload about that.
Hell yeah. That's going to be a day one for me.
Yeah, I'm...
That's going to be in my goddamn hands the day it comes out.
I will probably have that right off
that
the bat,
series
too.
Is, like, tops for me, man.
I'll wait and I'll read a few reviews. But,
God, I wouldn't even wait. I mean...
I'm just going to buy it.
I'm just going to run out.
How come you're talking like little Nikki? I want
Little
your Popeye's
Nikki.
Chicken.
Holy fuck, that movie sucks. Thanks for reminding me about Little Nicky.
I don't think Little Nicky's as bad as
it's
people say.
It's fucking horrible.
Well, it's not Casablanca, but by any means.
It's not the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
But
it's not Sandler's worst at it. Like, Jack and Jill is worse than Little Nicky.
Yeah,
I
think I stopped with Little Nicky.
And I saw Pixels. That
I
was pretty horrible,
I tried watching
too.
Billy Madison a few weeks ago. I got through 10 minutes.
I watched it recently on Netflix.
I was like, this is fucking dumb.
It is fucking dumb.
It's not funny, though.
I laughed.
It's stupid.
Maybe I'm dumb.
The golf cart scene and the shit. Like, dude, that was the funniest thing I ever saw when I was 12.
Back then, it was funny.
It's
I was in my
20s. Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I was dumb.
I don't think it's funny.
You pretentious millennial hipster douche.
No,
why don't you go get yourself a Pabst Blue Ribbon? Now, what are you drinking here? You were actually nice enough to give me one, and it was delicious. Village Squeeze.
We broke his sobriety.
Yeah. I haven't been drinking much. I've been on a diet.
He hasn't been drinking since 2 days ago.
No, it's been about a week.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But
you're doing quite well.
Yeah.
You're only having one beer.
Well, I'll be having more later because we're heading on over to the Regal Beagle for Name That Tune.
I don't know how you would do that sober.
Yeah,
Kevin gets fucked out of his mind.
Yeah, Everybody's going to be... anyway, that's enough about that. If you want to hear plugs for that, listen to the K-Dog on ISXRadio.com.
Oh, you plug it on there. Jeez, wouldn't you?
I'm a whore. I plug Putting on the Foil big time, too, on that.
No, they're pretty cool.
They're a good band. Let's wrap it up here. We're going to talk about Neo, which we watched the trailer for. It looks like a combination of Dark Souls and Ninja Gaiden.
Yes, it does.
Which is pretty cool.
And maybe Onimusha.
Onimusha, yeah. That was a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a feudal Japan-styled, demonic, Dark Souls kind of clone, and very stamina bar-based. Looks slick, like... And Team Ninja's developing it, so that instantly gets me interested. I love the original Ninja Gaiden. I don't love 2
like
or 3.
Like the NES one?
No, that one too.
Or the arcade one? The arcade one was
the
first
like
one.
I do like the NES one, but I'm talking about the one for
I got that on Xbox. My NES Classic. They got Ninja Gaiden on there.
Nice. Yeah. You gotta let me try that.
That's a good game. It's one of the hardest games ever.
Yeah, let me try it after this. But, no, Team Ninja is quality, man. Like Ninja Gaiden, fuck.
No, those were good. All the Ninja Gaidens were good. From the arcade to the NES to the Xbox, like they're all good.
I don't know
about
2 and 3 though. They're not great.
They weren't as good, but the first, like Ninja Gaiden Black, was really good.
That's what I'm talking about. Ninja Gaiden Black. Yeah, it had like a little bit of. I think it was harder actually. Increased the difficulty. I think it had a bit more content.
Well, didn't one of the Ninja Gaidens?
That's a proud thing for me. I beat Ninja Gaiden Black.
Nice.
And that's not easy.
No.
You know, so I feel proud. And I beat Devil May Cry 3, which is fucking
So hard. You're going to get Neo? It's available for what, PS4?
I will, yeah. My friend just played the beta. It was available for 2 days on PS Network. He played it. He's a huge Dark Souls guy. He's got a fucking Dark Souls tattoo.
Oh, nice.
But he played Neo, and he says it's fucking badass.
Oh, what's it called? It's not Neo. It's like
N-I-O-H. Keep spelling it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I keep spelling it like The Matrix.
Yeah.
So it's coming. Oh, it's coming out February 7th, so next week.
Oh. And it's basically Samurai
only on
Bloodborne.
PS4. So you console.
So it's more close to Bloodborne than Dark Souls, I guess.
Bloodborne is another
Bloodborne
game
is
I'd like to
play. Faster paced.
Yeah.
It's by the same developers, but it's the more you attack, the more you get health back.
Yeah.
So it's just faster. Dark Souls 3. You haven't played 3. Three, no. they increase the speed of combat.
Yeah, it's that's faster. All they should.
And they, and they gave you these special abilities too, which
they make every fight like the every fight in Dark Souls is like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
Oh my god, dude!
It goes on
you
for.
Suck.
Well, maybe I do.
No, you need patience to be good at Dark Souls.
All right, then we'll call it a draw.
You need fucking patience, man. But no, I'm really impressed by what we watched about Neo. It definitely looks fucking sweet. I think I'll...
It does look cool.
I'll hit it up. And I guess one feature I talked to you about earlier was when you run out of stamina, you can't attack at all. Like, your guy just
so
sits
keep
there...
keep your eyes on your stamina, kids.
Your guy just sits there panting while he's getting fucked up. So that would be very
it's called a weekend for Kyle.
Panting while I get fucked up.
Well, the only way I'm going to buy this game is when I buy a PS4 for like $99.
Dude, a PS4 for $99.
This is a few years in
that's
the future.
Gonna be in 2025.
Yeah, yeah. This is when PS5 is
Jesus,
out.
That's how long you're going to wait to get a PS4. 2025.
Maybe.
My God, dude.
2025. I'll get the
sack of shit.
I'll get the PS4. I've been told that. That's a fair bump. I'll get the PS4 Classic Edition with like Neo preloaded on it.
Oh my God.
And I'll play that.
You
and I'll say, I miss being in my 40s. I could take a whiz back then. I look like Jack Palance.
You're definitely going to be in some kind of character.
I crap bigger than you. I'm going to be like that tough old guy like Clint Eastwood, you know?
One of your favorite movies is Grumpy Old Man.
I've never actually seen,
no, I haven't seen
Grumpy Old Man. I've seen bits of it.
I thought you were going to go, oh, I saw that.
They're pretty good from what I think I saw one of them.
Yeah. Remember they were all...
But Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau did movies together their whole lives, and they did a lot of good movies.
Hmm. Like what?
Like The Odd Couple and
I didn't see that shit.
There's a good movie with Jack Lemmon called How to Murder Your Wife, and I think every man who lives in 2017 needs to go back and watch that movie. It is. It's about this guy who ends up, he's like a real cool bachelor type, and he ends up getting married, and then he becomes like this henpecked husband, and then he fakes his wife's murder. He doesn't actually kill her, but the cops think he actually did it, and he goes on trial for the murder of his wife, and he convinces the judge that it was like justifiable.
Wow.
But then his wife shows up again, and
So she's not dead.
No, he doesn't actually murder her, but everyone thinks he did. Like, she disappears.
Oh, okay.
It's the 60s. Yeah. It's like Don Draper kind of shit.
But, oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
He's edgy.
That Don Draper and his
smokes. Any of Mad Men.
Mad Men was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one chick's got the massive cans.
Oh, the redhead. Yeah. What's her name? Christina Hendricks. Yeah. I love her. She's so beautiful. That's enough of my drooling.
That's right.
Over.
We got one more title to talk about.
And speaking of genitalia,
Conan
being enlarged, cock and balls online.
Pick the size of your membrane and hang it all over. That's what I got from the trailer. Not from the trailer, actually.
I saw some article. People, yeah. Oh, look, you can make his dick. It's like Fallout, but you got a cock slider.
Yeah, and for his, maybe for the test.
So video game characters have genitalia.
Yeah.
What a leap. What an advance.
Shocking thing. Yeah, but.
Because in Ark Survival Evolved, everyone was in their underwear, but now they've just got their dicks hanging out.
And you said it's similar to.
Apparently, it's like Ark, but set in the Conan universe.
It looks kind of cool, though, because the Conan universe is so cool.
It is, but you know, I don't think I'll be playing this game.
The Sumerians and the...
I have a Conan.
Snake cult and the...
And James Earl Jones.
And the Crom and the, you know.
And if you don't listen to me, Crom, then the hell with you.
For Crom! But no, you know... That,
but you spend the first 200 hours of the game digging through rocks before you get... Yeah.
Tapping on rocks. Doesn't get better.
Picking up leaves and thatch. Picking up thatches to build
huts. That's part of Ark, right?
Yeah.
I remember when you left on your...
But it's going to be something.
You were like, oh, I got Ark on my computer. You should try it. I guess you sunk some hours into it, eh?
I did. I played it quite a bit.
You thought it was...
But nothing cool ever happened.
Dang.
Like... There'd be guys who spent like
dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then there would be guys
people, like break your shit while you're away. Or something?
I think so.
Okay, that never happened to you though.
But there would be no because I didn't spend enough time on it. There'd be guys who had tamed dinosaurs and they had a saddle on the dinosaur and they're riding around on a T-Rex with a machine gun in their hand.
Yeah,
and I'm like, let's go fuck shit up. And all everyone did was pace up and down the beach with these T-Rex. And that's all these games are. Nobody ever fights. My buddies suckered me into buying Imperion over the Christmas holidays, and it's the same thing. Oh, look at this spaceship I built. This thing can kick some ass, but it never does.
Told me Imperion was awesome. Like, your friends hyped it.
Oh, my friends love it.
Yeah, your friends hyped it up.
It's a good game. It's just not for me. It's not my cup of tea. It's not a bad game by any means.
It's an MMO? Or?
It's like one of these survival games, they call them, where you go around... gathering resources and then use the resources to build shit. You build a house and then Imperion's more of like a star, like a space theme. So you build like a Jetsons house with like automatic shit. And
that sounds fun.
It's not that spacely. Much fun. I guess there's big space battles,
Sprockets.
But yep.
Space battles.
Well, so is that it? Yeah. I think we're out of topics. Conan Exile. I am not going to touch my friends. It's got mixed reviews on Steam.
I'm going to read some reviews. And
my friends are like, is it out on PS4?
I don't think so.
I think Ark's out on PS4.
Though. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I think Ark is going to be the better game.
Yeah.
But like those games aren't for me. I don't like Minecraft. I don't like Landmark. I don't like
Minecraft is so popular.
I know, but I'm not going to play it. I'll play Overwatch. That's what I like to play.
Yeah.
And next week, it's going to be all about Overwatch. You're the Rooster. Update, which we didn't really talk about this week.
No, we didn't.
Well, it's just another event.
Oh, that's right.
New arcade mode. There's like Capture the Rooster, which is like Capture the Flag.
So when did the seasons end on that game? A season just ended in Hearthstone. It's not the same.
Yeah, the season, right? No. Season 3 is still going.
I got to level 19 unranked, and you get a little prize for that.
Yeah, you get prizes.
Not great.
In Overwatch, but...
that's not that high. Like, fuck, man. That game, It's really hard to get even to 19 unranked, to be honest.
Well, you must be one hell of a player.
You must be a really good card player.
You must be good at Gwent.
That's what women say to me all the time.
Oh, I love you for your Gwent skills.
That guy must be good at Gwent.
Yeah.
I go, yeah.
And then they start doing their mating dance. I don't even know if
I'll play Hearthstone when Gwen comes out.
But you might not.
Hearthstone, you can't get for your...
Hearthstone's tied me over.
Hearthstone isn't for your phone.
Yeah, it is.
Nope.
Hearthstone is on the phone.
I've played it on my phone. Okay, sorry.
Gwent is not on the phone.
Gwent is not going to be...
Oh, I thought it was coming out on mobile.
I don't think so.
Oh, so it's going
to
be like...
Maybe eventually. I think it has too high of requirements to be on phones.
I don't know. It seems some pretty good graphics on tablets.
You know what? I think you're right.
I think you're right. I reckon you're right. What kind of
run? Hearthstone, I have it on my tablet. It runs so-so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks okay. Yeah. Not great.
Well, anyways, look at that. We made it to 50 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's end it for now.
Okay.
Since we're out of topics.
You got a nice vacuum.
It's pretty sweet. It's a Dyson.
Dude, how much was that?
It was like $500.
Jesus, you value your vacuum.
Yeah, well, I got a cat.
You got carpets.
Yeah.
I can tell you have a cat by the amount of cat hair on your jacket.
Well, I haven't vacuumed. Ah, she's worth it. All right, that's enough about my kitty.
Can I borrow your vacuum?
No. Okay. All right, until next time, I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time on Grinding for Days.
See you later, guys.